Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We have over here the gzeirois of what a person is not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos because he gets schlepped into activities that might lead him to be Mechal Shabbos. The Mishnah is Grada Magdim with a few gzeirois that have no shachs to Shabbos. Gzeirois are getting schlepped in as the afternoon goes on to activities. In the next Mishnah, in this Mishnah, we're going to discuss gzeirois that a person is going to get schlepped into activities and going to forget to daven Mincha. Lo yeshev odom lefnei hasaper samach lemincha ad sheyispal. Person should not start a haircut. Samach lemincha over here means, even though this man mincha starts from 6.5 hours into the day, 6.5 shoyz mani is into the day, over here we're talking about starting from chatzos. That's called samach lemincha. Ad sheyispal. A haircut in those days was a lengthy procedure. He could start the haircut, the scissor could break, and then he won't be able to get out of the chair. He started a haircut. Who's going into shul with a third or a quarter or a fifth of the hair cut? So really he's going to be stuck there. And he's going to lose track of time. The whole activity will end up schlepping. He's going to forget mincha. Daven mincha first. Today we're not knowing this halacha. For the obvious reason. It's not going to happen. Lo yikonis odom la merchatz. V'loy leburski. He should not go into a base merchatz, which was also a lengthy activity. And it was also, the Rav speaks out from the Gemara, that a person could faint from the heat, from the intensity of the Beis HaMerchatz. V'loy laburski, burski is a tannery. The smells, a person gets schlepped into the Moloch over there again, and he can lose track of the time. That's another activity one doesn't start until he davens. Loy lechoil, not to eat. This eating is very vague. Not eat anything, a person not allowed to eat in the afternoon until he davens mincha. So there's, you look in the Yochin over here, there's four shittas comes from the Gemara, and the Paiskim is brought down on different levels as different shittas. There's two factors at play over here. One is what we call Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedola, like we said, is 5.5 hours before the Shkia. So there's plenty of time to that Mincha. But Lamaisi, Mokhiv ready, it's already Zman Mincha. Mincha Ketana is a lesser amount of time, it's 2.5 hours before Shkia. So it's easier to get schlepped into something that will make you miss Zman Mincha. There's still time to daven, but it's less time. That's one factor. The other factor is what's called Suda Gedola, Suda Ketana. Suda Gedola is something, a festive, a bar mitzvah, a chasana, something that could go for hours. Suda Ketana is being kaveh suda, lunch, supper, a regular standard meal. The first sheet holds that any combination is also. Even a Suda Ketana, Samach Lemincha Gedola is also. That's the most machmedic sheet. The second shita holds that there has to be one of the two factors, which is more chomer. Either a suda ketana, samach l'mincha ketana, less time, but a smaller suda, or a suda gedola, which could schlep more, then it's also, even l'mincha gedola, that's also. The third shita holds that samach l'mincha gedola, 5.5 hours, there's no kshash whatsoever, everything is moti, even a suda gedola. Mincha ketana, there were geyser even on a suda ketana. The fourth shita holds that suta ketano is mutter even samach l'mincha ketano. A suta gedoyla is also b'cholayfim because it could schlep for hours. Those are the four shitas. V'loy lo din, we're talking about sitting down dine teru. Now sometimes dayanim sit down and they sit down for a bunch of dine teru. This im hischilu, what happens if they start a second din teru? So the Rav speaks out from the Gemara that the second din Torah is doesn't have the same, what's called hischilu. Hischilu by suda means washing hands. Hischilu by lodin means when they put on their hats, they had atifas talus, that meant that they were sitting with their garb as dayanim. That would be hischilu, but if they're sitting already dressed for a second din Torah, it's only when they started hearing the tainus of the two parties in the din Torah that would be called hischilu, that then the din is ein mafsik. The second din in the Mishnah is Mafsikin Likreis Kriyashma Vein Mafsikin Litvila. Again, this has nothing to do with Shabbos. We're talking over here about being Mafsik one activity, starting one activity, and being Mafsik for something else. Over here we're talking about Chaveirim Ho'iskim B'Teiru. We're talking over here about the Gemara says like Rav Shimon Bayechoy V'Chaveirov, that they were Teirosim Nosim, they had nothing else going on. There was no Hefsokis for paychecks and for work and for any other cheshbonis, earthly cheshbonis. Therefore, they're potter except from the bare minimum. Mafsikin likris kishma because it's deiraisa. Vein mafsikin litvila, they don't have to be mafsik for tvila at all. This is a din of being mafsik in the middle of Talmud Torah. Poskim just point out, the Yochin brings, that a bunch of Talmid Chacham that are being oisik b'tzor chitzibur are oisikim b'mitzvah, the din all over Shas, oisikim b'mitzvah, potim and ha-mitzvah. They're not mechuyif to be mafsik, not even for Kriya Shema, except something that doesn't take time, they could say Shema with Baruch Shem. That much, yeah. That's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel, lo yetzeh ha-chayit b'machtoi somach l'chashecho. Here already we're going to Hilcha Shabbos. The chayit, the tailor, should not go out with his machah, with his needle stuck in his clothing, because it's easy to forget, and if he goes out carrying that, that's a malacha on Shabbos. It's derech umnusa, he's not allowed to carry it out. Shemo yishkach v'yetzeh. He's going to forget, he's going to go out carrying it. V'loy ha-lavlor b'kul musar, lavlor is a soifer. B'kul musar with his pen, they had the pen behind their ear. So on the one hand, the kulmus is bigger than a machat. On the other hand, he gets a rangaton. So Mamela, it's also, but that's why the Mishnah lists it as two different gzeris, because it's two different levels of chiddush. Shema yishkach v'yetzeh, v'loy alav, the kulmus he mentioned separately. V'loy yifala es kelov, this is something else. Here now we have two gzeris of things that are not because he's going to carry on Shabbos, but because he's going to be involved in an activity that needs an extra amount of light. And he's going to move a lamp on Shabbos, but even where he's going to be over on a malacha of fixing a light, where it's going to be mavir. Yifala's kelov is he's checking clothing for lice. You need a good pair of eyes. At night, you need to be close to the light. V'lo yikra lor aneh, this is a more famous gzeru. Lo yikra lor aneh means that he's going to read, and he's going to want to see that without the flickering of the light, he's going to fix the light to bring it a little bit closer. That also is awesome. Unless he has a shoimer. If he has a shoimer, and this is the way it was always done in Bnei Brak by those that only had light, Reb Chaim Zatzal had a shoimer, always one of his aniklach, while he was learning, he had a shoimer. If he came near the light, the shoimer would say Shabbos. Where's the din of shoimer? Right here in the Mishnah. Be'emes Amru, Hachazen roya heichen tinoikis koirim. The Chazan means over here like the Rebbe, the Rav Fataych's Malamed Tinoikos. He's allowed to watch the children. The children are not nechshad that they're going to play with the Nair because they're worried the Rebbe is looking at them. But he's now, obviously, he's not scared of them. Aval hu lo yikru, he's not allowed to rely on them. Which means over here that if there's somebody over your shoulder who you would be nervous about, so then you're allowed to read. Ki yoitzibay, another gzeira, again, which has nothing to do with Shabbos, but if they hergel that a person is going to get involved in a situation and not realize, lo yechel azov mazov, we're talking over here about a zov who's tomei, im hazova, he's with his wife who's a zova, they shouldn't eat together by one table from one dish, or he shouldn't eat her leftovers, or from one table without a heker, that's mafsik. This is the makar of all the dinim of hafsokos, b'shas nida. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, zovim zovim, even though he's tamei also, it's not a din snagei by us. Even though he's tamei also, still there's a hergel avera, and it's awesome. The Mishnah, the Gemara over here delineates all the different hachokas. Let's point out one point that Reb Kivega makes in the name of the Pnei Yeshua, that in the Reish of the Mishnah, by Layetze Achai, the Mishnah says the reason, Shema Rishkach V'yetze. In the end of the Mishnah, by Zovim Zovim, the Mishnah says, Mipnei Hergel Avera. In the middle, by Shema Yata, it says, you shouldn't do it. It doesn't say the reason. The reason for that is because even when the reason doesn't practically apply, because it's a case where the Nair is high above his head, where he's not going to be able to reach out and fix it, they made a light plug. They made a lepluga not reading Lo Haner unless there's a shomer. Only thing is, Reb Kivega points out that the other case of the Mishnah where it doesn't say the reason, but Lo Yifala Es Kelov, Pashtus is also Lo Yifala Es Kelov means delousing his begodim at night Lo Haner. But the Gemara does have a suffix that maybe the pshat is even during the day, and the chshash is that you're going to kill the kinim as you're checking for them. This is the source of the famous Gemara that it could be killing kinim, lice. The Gemara holds maybe is not, there isn't an issa deraisa on killing lice. It's interesting as also, if you want to say it's a chshash because of maybe he's going to kill the lice, killing of an animal where he doesn't need the animal, l'chor is malach shein etzvich l'gufa, it's also mekalkel. So the guys are exeter because of an issa d'rabbanan. That's a point to ponder. And one last point is that the yate l'or haner is munageh by shemen, less negeh by a wick with a candle of wax. A candle of wax, when you move the wick, you're not doing a malacha. When you move the oil towards the wick to catch the wick better, that's a malacha of mavir. That's bepashtus what we're talking about here.